Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Kesuvos Daf Chav Beis, Kesuvos 22. And we're going to start with the Mishnah in the middle of Chav Beis Amid Aleph, in the middle of 22a, where the Gemara goes back to this topic of HaPesha Aser, Hu HaPesha Hiter. That the same mouth that prohibits something is the same mouth that will trust to allow it. So we say the following scenario: Ha'isha, a woman who is under the presumptive status of being unmarried, that she's not married at all. She'amra eishes ishayiti. She says, actually, I was married to somebody in the past, ugrushani, but I became divorced from him, and now I'm no longer married. Namanis, she is going to be believed to allow to get married, because she'apesha asar hu apesha itir. Because she's the one who said that she was once married. So since she's the one who said she was once married, if we're going to believe her that she was married, we'll also believe her that she was divorced, and so therefore she's going to be allowed to get married. But if there were witnesses that in fact she was married, and then she says, I was actually divorced and I want to get married to somebody else, we're not going to believe her, because it's no longer a case of HaPesha Aser. It's no longer a case that she's the one who prohibited it, because the fact that she was married is not based upon her testimony, but upon the witness's testimony. And so too, if she says Amra Nishbasi, she says I was captured amongst the nations of the world. And we know that a woman who was captured, Rachmana Litzlan, is going to become disqualified to marry a Kohen, because she's called a Zona. Because the sages made a decree that anybody who's captured amongst the nations of the world will be prohibited to marry a Kohen, because we're going to be concerned that she was assaulted while she was in that situation. But she says, in this case, the woman says, I was captured with Tahorani, but she says, I was never assaulted. Nemenis. So in this case, she's also going to be believed. She'apesha asar hu apesha hiter, because the same mouth that prohibits is the same mouth that allows. However, emyesh edim shenishbeish, if there are witnesses that say she was captured, v'hi omeres Tahorani, but she says, listen, I was captured, but I'm Tahora, but I was never defiled. And in that minute, we're not going to believe her. We're going to assume that she's in the presumptive status of a Zona, and she's prohibited to marry a Kohen, because here too, she is not the one who prohibits it, because she would have been prohibited even without her testimony. V'imi shenises, and if after she gets married on the basis of her testimony, bo edim, then the witnesses came, meaning to say she's the one who said apesha aser or apesha hiter. She's the one who said I was captured amongst the nations, and then she said I was never defiled, and then we allowed her to get married to the Kohen, and then the witnesses come, hare zuo teitze, then she doesn't have to leave her husband, he's not obligated to divorce her. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether this applies to the whole Mishnah or just to a portion of it. But at first, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, minayin lapesha asar hu apesha hitir. Rav Asi asks the fundamental question: how do we know about this concept? How do we know that if she's the one who prohibits it, and she's the one who permits it, we're going to believe her that she's permitted and not prohibited? And how do we know that this idea is min haTorah? How do we know that this concept comes from the Torah? Because it states, Shenemar, it states with respect to a person who is motzi shemra, who spreads lies about his wife, and he says that she was not a virgin, and then the father comes to defend his daughter from this accusations of the husband, and this is what the father says in front of the court: Esbiti natati leisha zeh leisha. I gave my daughter to this man to be for his wife, and he hated her, and he made these accusations against her. And the Gemara says that the father says, "Laish, I gave my daughter to this man." Asara, he's prohibiting his daughter to the whole world, because since he had the ability to betroth her, he also had the ability. So therefore, since he has the ability to betroth her, he has the ability to say she's betrothed, and so therefore. But we say when he says hazeh, but when he says this one, hitira, he's going to allow her to be with her husband. Meaning to say he's the one who says specifically that I betrothed her to this man. And so from there we learn the idea that the father is that this concept of apesha asar apesha hitir. So the Gemara asks a fundamental question. Well, lamali kra, why do we need a verse to tell us this concept of apesha asar hu apesha hitir? Svari, it's an obviously logical thing that you don't need a verse for it. Hu asara, hu sharua. Just like he says this idea, he's prohibited. So also saying this idea that she's permitted. And so why do we need a specific verse to to tell us this idea of a pesha aser or a pesha hitir. So the Gemara explains, Alki itzrich kra, why do we need this verse as biti natati la ish hazeh, that I gave my daughter to this man? Look at the amra. Look at Rav Huna Amar Rav. This follows the teaching of Rav Huna in the name of Rav. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Minay la'av. From where do we know that if a father betroths his younger daughter, shenema la'asur espito min haTorah, that if a father marries off his daughter, he has the right to, biblically speaking, to marry off his minor daughter. How do we know that he's believed from the Torah to do this? How do we know if he comes to the court and says, I betrothed her to somebody else, that how do we know we believe her? So it's based upon the fact Shenemer es biti nasati la'ish, that implies that not only is the father able to betroth his daughter, but he's also believed to testify about that in court and to prohibit her to everybody else. But and so we see from here that's what this verse does. And so the Gemara is going to discuss what do we do with the word hazeh there, la'ish hazeh velo l'yavam. The Gemara says that he betrothed her to this man, but if her husband dies and she falls to Yibum with her brother, and the Yavam is going to put out the false word that she was Mizana, he's not responsible to pay the Mea Kesef because of Motzi Shemra. So that's how the Gemara learns this idea from this Bitina Tati or Ish Hazeh, and the idea of Pesha Asra, Pesha Hitir is a concept of logic and not a verse.